escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What someone said to me is all of a sudden, you know, you look at that Buffalo defense, you got Dileen Byram, you got Power Kesselring, you got Samuelson Bernard Docker. That could be, in theory, a real strength of their team. And again, the Sabres might not feel the same way, but this was an executive on another team. He was looking at it and saying, like, that's not a bad defense. If Buffalo isn't crazy about the offers for Byram, maybe you start the season with them. Could do a lot worse than what you got there.
Elliot Friedman, NHL free agency opens tomorrow. Talked a little about, well, a lot about the Sabres and their draft, and Joe's got a new free agent target he's thinking the Sabres will pursue. We'll get to that after Dan and Kenmore. Hey, Dan, good morning.
I don't think looking for a goaltender is our issue. I think looking for a new defensive scheme, unlike what they have now, I mean, any good goalie in a porous defense is not going to have the numbers. I don't care what league or anything you're talking about, but if they get a new defensive scheme, I think that would make the goaltending look so much better.
So it might make the goals against look better if they give up fewer chances. I don't think anybody disputes that, but on just. I mean, it depends what you want here. Do you want goals save above expected? And the other thing is,
yeah, give me the saves that an average goalie would give me in the same environment.
Right. Like, Dan, I don't think, I mean, we're disagreeing with you, but the idea is why are we picking one of the two? Real teams try to get better at all. Real teams are going after everything. Goals save above expected per 60 minutes. You want that from moneypuck.com. The highest-rated Saber was James Reimer at 13th. It's another year where the guys that they, finger quotes, have all the faith in the world in, let them down, and some guy that comes in is better. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was 47th in that stat. Out of 59 goalies, 47th. Reimer's 13th. The idea here is go get somebody to be another option. Jake Allen last year in this department was third.
Right.
I don't know how sticky it is over year to year. But
like 2 years ago, 22-23, they missed by 1 point.
If they had saves that year, they make it.
Yeah, and I don't even need a ton of saves. I needed, you know, I didn't need a guy with a 920 save percentage that his numbers are through the roof. Give me 901, 902. Because, yes, the goalie's job that year, with them playing so up and down the ice, taking a lot of chances, giving up a lot, the goalie's job was harder. But that just means you're asking more of them. And if you can get league average level play in those environments, sure, the stats are going to look worse, but I can still win that way. And now I'm at a point where, like, okay, the defensive scheme should be different. What does that mean? Am I firing Lindy Ruff? Because their defense core, I mean, Friedman just went through it. On paper, it looks pretty good. So
he said a strength of their team, which
it's a strength of their team only because the other two are weaknesses.
That's right. That's a way to say strength of their team. Yes.
Like I don't.
Like
doubt,
is that a Stanley Cup winning defense?
No. Like
is that a is that a
no no not without the other stuff. Like do they have a top 10 blue line in the league right now? They might. They might actually have a top 10 blue line in the league, but what does it matter if I'm bottom 5 in goaltending and bottom 10 with my forwards?
Are they bottom 10 in forwards? I mean, they do score.
Right now, it's really a weird one because they do score, and they did just have a season where they score, but you look at their lineup, and it's maybe that's because Paterka's off it, and you got the Cousins for Norris
and you
swap.
And you just don't know about Norris.
I've just got so many pieces. Like, no, I think right now, and keep in mind, I thought they'd have trouble scoring last year, and that was definitely wrong. I look at their lineup right now and think, yeah, they're probably going to have trouble scoring goals. You know, like, Kulik will have to take a step. Benson still looked like to me he couldn't shoot the puck. Norris can't stay healthy. Ryan McLeod was great last year. He shot 21%. That is not going to happen 2 years in a row. He'll still give you value defensively, and he might score 13 to 15 goals, but 20% shooting percentage is not happening again. So, I don't know. I would be worried about it. They took their best five, their second best, Tage is their best. They took their second best even strength goal scoring off the team. And until they replace that, which they could even do tomorrow, I'm going to think that they're going to have some trouble.
So ESPN, how each team gets an A-plus in free agency.
Okay.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What can the Sabres do? According to this piece from Ryan S. Clark and Kristen Shilton, how do the Sabres get an A-plus in free agency? What they should do?
Mm-hmm.
They should extend Tuck, but the question of how to wring more consistency out of the lineup next season, he should target free agents who can bring that. Mason Appleton or Connor Brown could fill out the Sabres' bottom six nicely and give them much-needed depth. We'll spend our life talking about the bottom six.
Real quick. Their bottom six is done. Wait, here are their bottom six forwards. And get ready for it. There are more than six. You tell me if I'm wrong in calling these guys bottom six right now. Jason Zucker, Jack Quinn, Ryan McLeod, Josh Doan, Jordan Greenway, Peyton Krebs, Beck Malenstein, Sam Lafferty. There's nine. I didn't even include Benson.
I mean, I guess you'd put
that's
you'd
eight,
put Zucker in the top six. You might not want to, but he's in the top six.
Still down to seven.
All right. Greenway gets top 6 minutes, does he not?
They can't all. Zucker, Benson, Greenway. I only got two of those three at most is doing, and that's if I don't sign a guy in the top six or don't trade Byram for one of them.
Yeah.
So, no offense to whoever's writing that, but I think their bottom six is totally done.
Quick thing on the Browns. The Browns got
new stadium, right?
Yeah, well, it's moving forward.
Okay.
It looks like it might happen that the Browns stadium funding was included in the budget. So they've gotten permission. Brook Park is where they're going to want to build. There's a law that still has to change.
Because this is outside Cleveland and they're not technically supposed to leave Cleveland without permission.
So the Ohio State legislature is contemplating changes to a code. It's known as the Art Modell Law. The Browns and the city of Cleveland have sued each other in different courts. You know, where's this going? What I'm getting to is it's closer and closer, I think, to the Browns going to Brook Park and building a giant indoor dome right next to the Cleveland airport. It's very close to the airport. The Haslam Sports Group says they'll commit this amount of money if the state commits this amount of money. And I think the budget passed. So a step has been taken towards a Browns indoor stadium. And whenever the outdoor-indoor stadium controversy or conversation comes up, you have one of two, stumbling here, I apologize, responses. One is the Bills fans that wanted a dome, seeing Cleveland's dome, getting mad, getting jealous of it, and saying, look at what Cleveland has, and our dump is going to be useless for however many months of the year.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side, which is to say Cleveland's going inside soft. Soft. Enjoy that, Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I see another stadium in the Northeast going indoors. I think, thank goodness, the Bills left the roof off. Thank goodness it's just a canopy, and we're going to be sitting outside in the new stadium. I get more convinced every day that I would hate a dome. Hate it.
Hate it.
I would hate it. I'm glad We're going to get everything else you get with that dome, except it will be an outdoor event. It'll be football. And, you know, they're starting to do public tours. That's going to start happening soon. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I like where they ended up.
Yep, me too. People are going to, I think, ultimately love the stadium.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if this is fully true, but I was talking with a friend at this wedding this weekend who just got his season tickets and his PSLs. And
sorry, the public tours are not of the new one, they're of the old one. If you
okay,
do
gotcha.
That. I guess, yeah.
But he just got his PSLs and seasons, and he actually was down lower this go round. He's moving up, and he's going to be like up on the highest deck because he knows like you're right on top of the field, mm-hmm. right? And we were debating, like, because we've done the tour and read a lot of things about the stadium, and he heard a lot of things about the stadium and asked questions. And I don't know. His takeaway was kind of, from where I'm sitting, I almost feel like I'm sitting in a dome. I'm sitting indoors.
You're going to be so covered.
Because I am covered by a lot, yep. And, like, the wind confusion and whatever, like, right. I said the same thing. I think you're right. I think you are going to have no problems.
Yep.
Like, sure, if you're way down, like, at field level, and that has its own amenities and its own perks, yeah, if it's a rainy day,
you have covered spaces to go to.
You have covered spaces to go to, right. If you're in your seats, you could still get wet, but you have a backup plan.
Yep.
But I'm like, you're basically sitting in a dome, but you can maybe still see the sun.
Yeah, you sit up under a roof watching it rain in a game you're attending, and it's not raining on you.
Right. Yeah. I will say this too. Maybe Cleveland will do this. Domes, there are a lot of domes that just always come off to me as like just dark and depressing. You know, like I don't like the vibe as much. Toronto always seems like this to me. And whenever I see games in St. Louis or the Georgia Dome, I don't know. It just doesn't feel the same as Minnesota.
Right.
Which is a dome.
A lot of natural light.
Give me it's so much natural
SoFi.
Light.
SoFi.
Yeah, SoFi is like that. Like
Vegas.
If I were in Cleveland and I knew they're doing indoor, I'd be begging, please give me like all that natural light. Give me glass outside. But to me, I think what the Bills ended up doing was kind of perfect.
Yep. All right, we'll get a break in and get some more of your phone calls. So Extendo Sports, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up top of the hour as well here on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.